Good morning, everyone. This is the 17th of January. It's Tuesday morning. And I have a question for you this morning. I know I'm full of questions, but it's the way God made me. My question is, where do you derive your comfort and hope from? Where do you derive your comfort and hope from? A lot of people say, well, I get my comfort from my wife. I get my comfort from my girlfriend, my boyfriend. I get my comfort from my hobbies. Get my comfort from fishing. Get my comfort from bowling. I get my comfort from golfing. I get my comfort from hiking, from motorcycling, from going on cruises, taking vacations, from visiting relatives. Whoa, I don't see how you would get comfort from that, but anyway, a lot of people have different answers from where they derive their comfort from. Okay. Well, there's only one true source of comfort, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. I'm going to give you the true source of comfort. Okay? I'm going to give you true news. Really true news. Not Rick Wiles' true news. True news. We're going to read the 14th chapter of John again, and I'm going to make some comments about it, and then I'm going to have Mark reread it to you so you can derive some comfort from God's Word this morning. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You know, you cannot believe in Christ if you don't believe in God, and you can't believe in God without believing in Christ, because they are one and the same. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. That's hope. That's comfort. This world's not our home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you. Unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. For the believer, what a great, great promise. Christ said that he has prepared a place for us, and that he's going to receive us into himself, and we're going to be with him also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Now, there always has to be a doubting Thomas, doesn't there? There always has to be a skeptic. There always has to be an agnostic or an atheist or a mocker or a scorner. Thomas saith, and Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Not by Allah. Not by education. Not by a seminary degree. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He said, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Isn't that amazing? Jesus said unto him, saith unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Here the eternal Son of God was standing right in front of Philip. The representation of God Almighty, and Philip's wanting to see God and wanting to see the Father. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Now here's the scripture I want to focus in on this morning. We're talking about where you get your comfort from. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Where do you get your comfort from? Do you get your comfort from the Comforter? If you're a believer in Christ, you've been given the Comforter. He says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, and he will abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. What a promise. Sometimes we get discouraged and downhearted and want to just throw up our hands, throw in the towel, saying, I've had it. Okay? But here's this promise that Christ has given to the believer, that he's not going to leave us comfortless. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I'm in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keep them, he is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and he will manifest myself to him. Judas Iscariot. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. See, hear that? He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. If someone is denying election, predestination, adoption, the being written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. If they're denying all those things, they're denying his sayings, aren't they? He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken to you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, now he identifies who this Comforter is. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have told you unto you. So this, where do we derive our comfort? We derive our comfort from the Holy Ghost, according to Christ. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Not fishing, not cruises, not bowling, not hiking, not motorcycling, not golfing. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I've told you before it come to pass that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk with you much with you, for the prince of the world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father giveth me commandment, even so I do. Rise, let us go hence. So here we have the great promise that when Christ went away, that he would send a comforter, the Holy Ghost, and that he would abide with his believers forever. So our hope and our comfort comes from the Holy Spirit residing in each one of us. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this chapter, and I hope that it will be a blessing to you as he reads through this. I want you to think about, again, the question that I originally asked is, where do you derive your comfort and hope from?
John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In the Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believe thou that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth and the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Jesus saith unto him, Not Iscariot, Lord, how is it thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. We will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which the Holy Ghost and the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence.
Thank you.